Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pelshia, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to ITD Cementation Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Bharat Jain from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY24 earnings call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today, we are pleased to host the senior management of the company, which is represented by Mr. Jayantha Basu, Managing Director, and Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, CFO of the company. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Patwardhan for his comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this Q1 FY24 earnings call. Before I begin the discussion, I would like to mention that this call, there could be some forward-looking statements which will be subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, and the actual results going forward could differ from these statements. So I would request you to bear that in mind. Let me touch upon our financial performance during this quarter ending June 2023. We have seen a very robust, healthy performance during the quarter on the back of a strong order backlog. We have reported the highest ever quarterly income of 1,800 crore, as against 1,098 crore a year ago, which represents a growth of about 67% on a YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 174 crore, as against 100 crore a year back, a growth of about 73%. And PAT for the quarter was about 52 crore, as against 30 crore a year back. Our balance sheet is in good shape, with debt equity, net debt to equity of just around 0.5x. These are my initial comments, and I will take your questions going forward. But before that, let me hand over to our MD, Mr. Basu, for his initial comments on the operations of the company.
Thank you, Prasad, and good morning, all of you. Thank you for joining this con call. Mr. Jayantha Basu will explain the, on our operation performance for the last quarter. As you have seen that our revenue has scaled up to 1,800 crore, which is to be around 1,000 crore a year back. So it's a big jump, and we hope that we'll be able to maintain the similar tempo going forward. The operations mostly contributed by a few big jobs, like Chennai Metro. Both the contract has done well last quarter. Bangalore Metro has also contributed significantly. The most contribution has come from Ganga Expressway. We are executing at UP. The most of the revenue has come from there. Otherwise, in marine, IOCL at Ennore Port has done well. BMCT jetty contract at JNPT. Then Udangudi, as usual, has done well, and Vizhinjam breakwater. So these are the main contributor for the last year, last quarter, revenue and the bottom line. About the visibility and the prospects, we have got around 18,500 crore work in hand. I also must add here that there are two big contracts where we are L1, and expected that the LOI will be at least by this month, and we'll be able to receive the LOI, and put together will be around 5,500 crore, both the job together. There are a few more jobs under pipeline, under tender, and in various stages of pre-qualification or tender. So that's all from my side, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. So please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. First question comes from Bajrang Basna from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question pertains to if we see the last couple of quarters as per your guidance, the execution has been pretty strong and that is expected to pick up even going forward. But in terms of, margins, we are yet to see, the 10% kind of margin that perhaps you are, guiding us maybe should be possible in foreseeable future. So considering, the execution pickup and the legacy orders are behind us, when do we expect that we go towards double-digit margins? And since now our hands are full with, a lot of orders and we are getting more and more selective in terms of choosing orders. So can we expect that the new orders that you are envisaging where you are L1, the margin profile is far better than what we are having in our hands currently? So some guidance on these margins for the existing orders and the forthcoming orders would be really great, sir, if you could guide us in that sense.
Well, this is Jayant Basu. I'll answer you on this long-term issue. For sure that the new tender, new bid, will definitely be with better margin than what it used to be before, considering our work in hand and considering the opportunities we have. So that effect will come not now, maybe after 1.5 years, but immediately, as we have mentioned before, that from later part of this year, maybe from third and fourth quarter, you will definitely see improvement in the margin as we have discussed, double digit sort of things. And in fact, in this quarter also, margin is close to 9.4-9.5%. So there is a little bit of improvement in that as well. That is what I can say at this point. So we have to wait for another one quarter or two quarters to get the desired margin number.
Okay. And, sir, my second question pertains to the visibility, because earlier in the last calls you guided that we'll be doing close to 6,000 crore kind of revenue. But considering the superb execution in this quarter, can we expect now the earlier guidance of 6,000 crore sort of revenue in FY24 can be revised a little bit upwards? I know that the second quarter is again monsoons are pretty havoc in different parts of the country. So how are work got impacted in Q2, if in any sense that you are seeing right now, and any guidance on this division of the 6,000 crore kind of execution that you guided us earlier in the last quarter? So that will be helpful. Thank you, sir.
Well, 6,000 crore definitely is achievable, and if not more than that, close to 7,000 crore or even that will be possible, because we don't have any job which is being any issue. I mean, we should go ahead except coming 2-3 months of monsoon. So you can expect the number that we have projected before, even slightly more than that.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Rajesh Kumarati from Right Shopping Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question again is on the margin front. What I notice is that we are doing a NP net profit margin of less than 3%, whereas the competitors or same people in the field, though there is no direct linkage, like NCC has guided for 5% net profit margin. At G Infra, who is doing, they are doing the same Ganga Expressway, they have 9% plus net profit margin. We have this quarter at least done substantially the Ganga Expressway, which is, I think, I would presume, should be around 30-35% of the turnover. but still the margin is 9.5%. Where are we going wrong? So I'd like to understand more on this.
Okay, so we have referred about AG Infra and NCC, and I agree that their margin, AG Infra is way above than anybody else, and NCC also 4 plus 5%. But I also like to mention that there are other companies of our nature, like if you can mention their margin, I would have happy to know the margin what they are doing. 3% margin, what we have seen today, that is based on some of our legacy projects, some of our old jobs, and some of the jobs which we are not able to recognize the margin. So as I say, it will improve gradually, and definitely we are monitoring the margins of other companies as you have mentioned. We are not going wrong anywhere. Ganga Expressway has contributed, whatever contribution has to come from there. And so I don't see that much of issue on that. You have to wait a bit for another 1 or 2 quarters to get better margin.
Just to add further to what Mr. Basu said, some of the companies that you mentioned just now, other than ITD Cementation, they are having projects which are, you know, slightly different nature, like a BOT or a HAM project. So their accordingly margin profile will also be different. We are in the pure EPC space. So, you know, strictly our numbers and the EBITDA margins, etc., may not be comparable with some of the other companies that you mentioned.
No, of course, it is not directly comparable. But especially given that AG Infra has done substantially the Ganga Expressway project and we are doing the same, so that is why it's a bit of a concern. And I just hope management will look deeply into that. So that, you know, the profile improves, because we are at the almost at kind of peak of the cycle, infra cycle, around that at least. And at that, this time, if we don't improve our margins, I am worried about what happens after 2-3 years. So, well, one was that. Second was the tax percentage. Again, this time is high at 33.5% around. Last time we discussed that and I had a question on that, and I think the management guided that it should be around 25-26%. So what is missing here?
No, nothing is missing. Firstly, your point regarding the margins is noted, and we have, you know, taken action to see an improvement in the margins, and as Mr. Basu mentioned, we hope to see an improvement in the margins in the later part of this year. Coming to your question on the tax provisioning, you know, we are doing one elevated metro project in Bangalore where we have taken a provision of about 29 crores in this quarter. So, you know, that doesn't impact our tax provision. So, the tax provision is on the PBT plus the loss that we have taken on Bangalore metro. So, that works out to about 25%. Optically, the tax provisioning seems to be higher, but that is because of this one-time loss that we have taken on the Bangalore metro project.
So again, in this quarter, you have taken that provision, right? That Bangalore metro loss provision you have done in this quarter again?
That's
because correct. Last quarter, similar thing, I think.
That's correct.
Okay. So have we done away with that Bangalore loss thing? Or will it recur again in next quarter onwards?
No, I mean, as far as I can say that most of the provisions has been done, and in fact this provision of 27 or 28 crore also we have a very prudent approach. So we are more or less sure that this will come, but we have kept a provision for that, and we don't expect any further provisional loss to be making this contract.
Yeah, that could be important, because for last 2 quarters we have been listening to this. So of course, yeah, everything is not in your hand. But okay. So now my third question, the last question, is about the orders, because the last 5-6 months we hardly have any orders that we have received. That Bangladesh order L1 position for 3-4 months, we have not received the order yet. So what is the position on the ground? Are we seeing less ordering, or it is to do with, you know, our higher quotation or our bids?
Both of them, as I have mentioned, that Bangladesh order, the Prime Minister has already signed the MOU last week, and we are expecting order even it can come today.
Okay.
Another one big marine job in the east coast of India, close to 4,000 crore order also expected any time. So had it been in last quarter, you can imagine that our order book by this time would have been 5,000 crore plus.
Okay, what is the status of this Chennai Metro, the bids that we had submitted?
Chennai Metro, I think altogether 5 bids we have submitted. And
yeah.
2 bids, we are very close to L1. There is hardly any difference, but still we are not L1. Other 3 bids, we are not so keen, so our price is a little high. So as far as we are concerned, we have lost all the 5 bids in Chennai Metro.
Oh, that's a bad news. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Not that bad. Let me clarify that Chennai Metro already were executing 4,000 crores of job. And
right.
2 jobs, what were we expected, we was close to our existing job. But other jobs we don't regret because it is better not to put all the eggs in one basket. We have learned a lesson in Bangladesh.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, thank you for the opportunity once again.
Thank you. I request the participants to restrict with 2 questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question comes from Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir, and thank you. So one question on the competition. We did speak about one, given a pre-test full, we are very choosy in terms of acquiring new projects. But and we do hear this commentary across multiple infra players. So are you seeing a change in terms of the discipline or in terms of pricing when it comes to bidding for a new project?
I couldn't get your question. If you kindly repeat it, please.
So my question is on the competition part. Are we seeing a change in terms of the pricing discipline amongst our peers when it comes to bidding for a project, the number of players who participate in each tender?
Well, it is a very dynamic because once upon a time you had only 5 to 10 bidders for road project. Now if you find 25 bidders. In elevated metro, it was only 3-4. Now it is 15. Underground also now it has, so it will continue like that. But today, one thing which is I must mention that the jobs are quite big in terms of the value. 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 crore in that range. So there lies the opportunity for the players like us who get qualified. So that gives us some advantages. And as because the opportunities are more, definitely the contractors must be quoting at a better margin than what it used to be before.
Correct. So just to tie that up, I mean, if the number of bidders for each tender is significantly higher, we did mention that now we are bidding at something which gives us higher margins and we'll see those changes 1-2 years out. So how does that work out then?
Well, today, for last few years, we have not participated in any NHI tender. Last 1 or 2 years, we have hardly participated in elevated metro. But at the same time, our revenue is going up. Our work in hand is going up. That means every time we have to find the ways and means how to, strategize our bidding, go abroad, getting overseas job, getting big ticket job, which is to be not our cup of tea because we are not qualified. So it's a dynamic situation, as I say. I mean, that will remain, and you have to think about that. But I don't see any issue because there are opportunities elsewhere where the competition is less. So we are confident that there should not be much problem with the competition.
Where would that be, where the competition is less and where we would bring in some technical capability of our own?
There are a few areas like, first of all, marine.
Correct.
Those jobs like breakwater, dredging and reclamation, You don't get many of the competitors to get qualified. I think we are there very much placed. Second is project export by the government of India, like many countries like Maldives, Mauritius, Bangladesh, Ceylon, some of the African countries funded by government of India, where only Indian vendors are allowed. So there lies a big opportunity for us. And some big ticket metro jobs underground where many people cannot get qualified. So these are the opportunity we have now.
Correct. And sir, what would be our bid pipeline currently?
Bid pipeline, L1 I mentioned around 5,500 crore, which is we are waiting for the order. In addition to that, maybe we are pursuing around 15,000-17,000 crores of job altogether. Some are in tender stage, some are in the pre-qualification. So, around that.
Correct. And in, of this 5,500 L1, you said 4,000 crores is some port project in east of India.
Yes, you are right.
Correct. Okay, sure. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Siddharth Shah from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers, and especially very impressed with the execution ramp up last few quarters. Sir, just most of my questions have been answered. Just to check again on this Bangalore Metro. Sir, the number in which you provided is 28 crores, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And sir, just can you just explain a bit on in terms of I think last time you had said that most of the packages have been handed over. So what is the situation right now? And any possibility of any further provisioning at that last moment when you close the accounts with them for this project?
I mean, as far as provision is concerned, you can expect there is nothing pending. All are done. So we don't expect any further provisioning in this contract. That is number one. Number two, as I mentioned last time, three contracts. Now all the four contract work has been completed and handed over. So what we are waiting for now, two things. One is our pre-final and final bill to get certified, which is a little bit lengthy process because these jobs are there for last 5 years, 6 years. A lot many reconciliations and things like that. And then winding up of the site and selling of some of the excess resources, assets. So those things are going on. The provisioning part, I can confirm there is no further.
Okay, so that's very encouraging to hear. And the second question is on overall revenue and margin guidance. If you can just reiterate that again, because I think last quarter itself you had saved something like 7,000 crores possible. And post that, this L1 positions, if they translate, are you in the position to also give a revised guidance for this year, next year, or something like that?
I mean, I have mentioned that it will be, of course, 6,000 crore plus, it may cross 7,000 as well in terms of top line.
Okay. And in terms of margins, sir, because if we adjust for this one-time provisioning, which is the last provision, we are already at double-digit margin. So can we expect going forward double-digit margins?
Margin first two quarters, Q1 and Q2, will remain between below double digit because next quarter also monsoon, it will affect there. But last two quarters, we hope to improve close to double digit or even double digit. So it's like that, touch and go, finally.
Okay, understood, sir. Great, sir. I think most of my questions have been answered. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Sir, you said Mangalore Elevated had a negative impact of 29 crore on EBITDA. So what was the revenue contribution in this quarter? And this pre-final bill and pre-final bill certification you are waiting, what will be that amount in terms of revenue?
In terms of revenue contribution, there was hardly any contribution this quarter because, as Mr. Basu mentioned earlier, three projects have been handed over and the fourth project also has been recently handed over. So there was no contribution or negligible contribution to the top line. The other question, what was the other question you asked?
The pre-final and final bill, that what will be that amount?
Yeah, that is on the certification. We have to jot down all the four projects together. But I think in terms of certification part, will be around 50, around 50, 60 crores put together. Around that number. Will not be much.
And there will be no negative impact on EBITDA. And if you also give what is the overall capex plan for this year and how much we have already invested till first quarter?
In Q1 we have invested about 90 crores in acquiring construction plant and equipment. For the whole year we expect it to be somewhere in between 150 and 200 crores.
150 to 200 crore.
That's correct.
Okay. And what is gross debt level as of now?
Gross debt is about 790 crores.
790. Okay. And secondly, this in terms of pipeline, after even after losing this Chennai job, we are saying that we are having 150 to 170 billion prospects, right?
Yes.
In bid pipeline. Okay. Yeah, that's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from A.M. Lodha from Sanmati Consultants. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, yes please.
Yes. Sir, congratulations for a very good set of number and very good execution by the company even in the first quarter. And my best wishes to the company and his team. For the bright future ahead. Sir, I got, I'm sorry, I joined the just now, a bit late, and concourse on, my question may be a repetitive nature. So, I have got only two questions, sir. One is the order intake, because this quarter we got something 250 crore order, very, very negligible order. Therefore, the credit order, order book has come down to 18,000 crore plus. So, can you repeat, please, sir, the bids and likely company likely to do, get the order by the end of the FY24?
This order, what we have secured in first quarter, is very less. But at the same time, there are two jobs. We are L1 and we are expecting order any time. When I say any time, means even today also. Put together will be around 5,500 crores.
Thank you.
So if you add then already you have...
Yes, sir. Carry on, sir. Carry on, sir. Hello?
And full year, as I mentioned, around 17,000, 18,000 crores jobs are in pipeline. If you go by simple statistics, if your success rate is 20%, then another 3,000 to 4,000 crores job you may secure. Just by going with the statistics. So, end of the year altogether, it should be around 8,000, 9,000 crore plus this year.
Okay, sir. My second and last question, sir, regarding dividend payout, sir. We have paid this year 0.75% dividend. And yes. It is very, 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 because earlier we were not having that much of the working. Sir, we have not asked anything for the good dividend. Now, this year, company again has given very conservative dividend, 75% dividend. You see, you are paying the royalty to the promoter on the sales turnover of the company. Company is getting 8,000 crore turnover in current year, then 40 crore you will be paying the royalty to the promoter. Then besides, in addition to that, promoter's holding, promoter will be getting the dividend. Then why did the road deal with the minority shareholder, sir?
So your question is...
Why company is not giving the good dividend to the other shareholder also?
Yes, your question is well noted and we will definitely take it up.
Yes, sir. Convey our grievances to the board. Company should reward the shareholders when the company was not earning. Company was writing off the bad debts in earlier years. Company was not having the good order book position, not having the good order position, the execution. Now company is everything, good orders, good execution, quality of order, margins order. There is still the company is making a road with the minority shareholder. It's not good, sir. You convey our grievances to the board, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from Venkat Subramaniam from Organic Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Congratulations on excellent execution. I had a couple of observations. Now, in spite of substantially improved execution, why isn't there flow through below the line? We still have a 3% kind of PAT margins at about 1800 crore kind of execution, while we had something similar even at something like about 1050 to 1100 kind of execution, which is a little surprising. Are there some limiting factors here? Are they one-offs?
Well, PAT margin
3%
in Indian scenario is not, I will say it's not so bad, because if you see historically also, the company, those who are working in our type of business, I can name them, like Tata Projects or Afcons. So you can see the number.
Mr. Basu, for every name you give at lower margins, there are at least a couple of names where margins are more than about 5-6%. My question is a little...
Let me finish.
Please, sir.
So there are a few other companies, those who are doing better margin as well, we know that. At this point, we have addressed in a few minutes back. So we have to be little bit of patience, because we are just coming out of few legacy jobs, as you may be knowing. So things are improving, and we can promise that it will improve further going forward.
Certainly. Mr. Basu, my question was a little more, it's just actually mathematical in terms of a question. You can't possibly have the same 3% PAT margin when you have 1800 crore execution as you have at 1100 crore execution. There has to be a much better absorption of your fixed cost, right? It's quite surprising.
Yeah, I agree with you. But this time we have kept some provision for Bangalore Metro as well, which is not around 28 crore. So that has daunted the margin a little bit.
Right.
1.5%.
The second question is actually on that. We have heard quite a few times that a lot of provisions that we are making for Bangalore Metro are conservative in nature, which probably then means that you are expecting to recover. If you kind of recall a few past calls, I think one can think of almost about 75 to 100-odd crores. So is that recoverable? Do you have realistic chances of recovering?
Well, let me be very clear on this. Today, whatever provision we should do, we have already done that. We have done more than that, because we are more or less confident whatever provision we have done in this month also was not required. Now, that is one part. That means there will be no further negative in this job going forward. There are huge amount of, extra items we are pursuing with the client, and some of them are really genuine, some of them are little bit here and there, but those things take time, and so we have to wait until the arbitration process is over. But definitely,
wonderful,
something will come out from there. Yeah.
Wonderful, sir. All the best. Thanks. I am done. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from Nirvana Laha from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So these provisions that you do in every quarter, is it included in other expenses in the financial report?
Yeah, that's correct. It is included in other expenses in the standalone financials.
Right, sir. Can we request you to call this out separately if that is possible, because it gives us a lot of clarity, because a lot of infra companies don't do this kind of provisioning. So we appreciate the fact that you are actually, taking these calls, but we would also like to have some clarity on this. So if you can add a line item just to show it separately.
No, I'm sorry, we won't be able to do that because this is a format which is, you know, which has been communicated to all the listed companies, and we need to strictly go by that format for reporting our quarterly results. But you would appreciate that we have been transparent in our communication with all investors, and we have been sharing the facts with the investors on our call calls regularly.
Right. If possible, sir, please add it in the presentation. I leave it to you. So my next question is on, from the annual report, I saw that there was a 38 crore increase in credit impaired receivables. So
yeah.
This is to do with which projects, and are we provisioned against these?
No, this is not against any particular project. This is largely, you know, it is an expected credit loss provision that we need to do based on,
okay.
you know, our past historical track record. So it is not specific to any particular project.
Okay, and I think we have written off some receivables in FY23. Can you tell us the quantum?
I don't have that with me right now. Maybe we can share that number with you offline.
Should I write to your investor relations?
Yes, you can do that.
Okay. And on contingent liabilities, so our contingent liabilities have gone up from 150 crore last year to around 300 crore this year, which is around 25% of net worth. And all of these are to do with taxes. And while the annual report is, says that you don't expect cash outflows, the number is so big that it forces me to ask this question. Like, what is your view here? Like, are we expecting nothing to go out from here, and how is it?
You know, we are you know, tackling this matter with our tax consultants, and the opinion is you know, we don't expect any further any liability to arise from these tax litigations. It is a matter of process. There will be filing an appeal and taking it through the process of adjudication. So once the matter is resolved, we expect the outcome to be in our favor.
Right, because I think you have not provisioned anything against it, and going by your the conservatism that you usually show, so the expectation is that you don't need to provide for anything, right?
The fact that we have not provided is based on, you know, our view that we don't expect any liability to arise out of these tax litigations.
Okay, and one final question on the ITT SEM India JV losses. So there was a 65 crore loss last year booked under this JV. So can you please tell us which projects are causing these major losses in this JV?
This is the same project, Bangalore Metro, elevated Bangalore Metro project.
Bangalore Metro, okay. Would it be possible, sir, in your presentation, you have several JVs. It would be really nice for investors to understand which JV is undertaking which project. So if you can call that out in the presentation, that would help us much more in correlating the subsidiary numbers with your what you comment on projects.
I think it's already there in our presentation, but let me check. If I'm not mistaken, it is already there in one of the slides of our presentation.
JV-wise, which projects are being executed, you mean?
Yes. That's correct. It's, maybe you can look through the presentation again.
Okay, sir. I will check. I couldn't find it, but maybe I'm mistaken. Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll return to the queue. And congrats on a great quarter. I hope the operating leverage starts playing out from quarter three. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. One clarification. In our order book, the international exposure is only towards Sri Lanka, which is roughly 4% in the order book. Is that fair?
That's right. Presently, it is only for Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
We are L1 on one project, which is in Bangladesh. So whenever we get that order, maybe this month, it will increase our international exposure to two countries, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka.
Okay, so that is the Bangladesh order is currently in a part of L1, which you mentioned, 5,000 odd crore.
That's correct.
Okay. And sir, I think fair, decent pipeline, and again, like, you know, L1 that we are in a couple of orders. So in terms of client-wise, can you just give a perspective, like the new bids that is coming and where the L1, if you can just share, is it coming from government, PSU or private? Just to get a sense on, like, you know, which side the capex is happening.
Are you asking about the L1 project?
Maybe for big pipeline. where exactly the bid pipeline is coming from? Is it from is it coming from the government or PSU or private in this bid pipeline?
This L1 two projects, both are government. One is for the Indian Navy, another is for the Bangladesh government. And the bid pipeline is a mix of that. Marine, it is mostly from the multinationals like Port of Singapore or DP World, AP Moller, that. And for metro, of course, it is government. So you can say around 50% government, 30% from the PSU and 20% from the multinationals.
Okay. And then, sir, I think probably in the last, I'd say, 6 months, maybe 12 months, are you getting a sense that after this government capex pickup, which has been there for quite some time, any positivity that you're seeing even on the private side, anything that you can share?
Private sector... business, what we are in, underground metro, airport and marine, these are the three areas. Marine, of course, is a mix of private sector, and there are, as I mentioned, the Port of Singapore, Dupi World, they are there. But otherwise, metro and airport, this is mostly from the government. Even some port also from the government. So, this investment from the Adani Group is coming down a little bit, which is to be very high once upon a time. So, we have to really see that how it is going, but international, the investment, what is happening, that is from the government of India, that is surging up. That is a good part of our story.
Okay, okay. And even in terms of sector-wise, we are in multiple sectors. So is it fair to say probably the bid pipeline that is there is similar to what our order book is, or any particular tilt is happening and sector-wise you're getting more, you're seeing more opportunity? Yes, I mean the actual bid can be a bit different whether we get or not, but at least the tilt is happening toward one particular sector vis-a-vis the other. Can you highlight anything on that front, sir?
There are three particular sectors where we are focusing, or we have got the bids and pipeline. One is your, of course, marine. There are three or four jobs we are pursuing now, even more than that. And underground metro. And few mining jobs. Mining means hydel projects, where it involves some tunneling and the rock excavation. But big jobs. That also, these are the three areas we are pursuing now. Bids on the pipeline.
Okay. So, from complexity of the work, is it like, you know, the bid that we are getting, it is towards that? It's not a plain vanilla, road construction or standalone building. So, the complexity is there in terms of new bid. Can we fairly say that?
Yes, all these jobs having technical challenges requires, expertise. It's a marine, it's an underground metro and hydel projects. But otherwise, there are plenty of road job opportunities which you don't pursue. Even elevated metro also you don't pursue, where there are many players nowadays.
Okay, sure, sir. Maybe last thing from my side, I think our executions are pretty healthy and that's getting reflected in numbers. But sir, on cash flow front also, can you just touch upon, maybe a working capital to sales, or will it be fair to say that maybe on a similar trajectory, or anything, any color that you can provide that will be helpful?
Well, the working capital, you know, has been pretty stable in terms of number of days as well. We have not seen any significant rise in the working capital number of days. So, it continues to be it's under 100 days. The net working capital today is under 100 days. So, I think and that is how it has been for quite some time now. So, in spite of the growth in our order book, we have not seen significant increase in the working capital days.
Okay. That's all from my side, and thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Punjan Shah from Congruence Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My first question would be, if you look at the marine specific, so we were at a trajectory of 4,000-4,500, and now currently if we are looking at the trajectory, so are the order book, we are specifically looking for the profitable, like highly profitable order to bid, or like we are looking, like the marine has been going slow in comparison to other projects?
Marine, actually what happened, marine the jobs, I mean the completion times are quite fast. I mean the moment you get job within 2 years time, you are able to complete the job. There are various factors behind that, because you get the front immediately, you can start the work. The work in hand, whatever you see marine, that gets depleted very fast.
Okay, but and the Sri Lanka port which we got the order, have we started the executing the project, and is this started flowing revenue, like is it been contributing to revenue in Q1?
Yes, very much started. If you know that the pile foundation, we have started in 2 out of 4 fronts, 2 fronts already started. So work is on schedule and we have started the job very much.
Okay. And my last question would be on the specific, so as we have stated, so are we eyeing the order book size of around 25,000, right? With the order prospect and order pipeline, including all the things, winning order and visibility, what we have currently. So would the order book would be around 25,000? Not talking about the executing thing. So it is like the including of all the things.
Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
Yeah. So as we have stated that we have that 5,500 crores of order book.
Yes.
Plus the 5,400 is the prospect order book which we have been planning to get, and plus 16,000-17,000 which is in the order pipeline. So we add that point, and considering that 20% of the winning order, so that would be around 3,000 odd stuff. So if we consider that, it would be around 8,000, and currently we have visibility, like we have the order book pipeline of 18,000. So would it be fair to say that it would be around 25,000 order book at the year end?
Well, it will depend on the execution of the orders and timing when we get the new orders in. So we expect new order wins in this year to be in the range of 8,000-9,000 crores. I mean, you can work out the order book. It should be in the range of 20,000. Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on amazing execution that you've done in quarter one. My question is on the Ganga Expressway project. Just to want to understand what percentage of the total project has been already executed, and what is the total value of the project that still is part of the order book?
Total value of the job is 4,850 crores. Out of that, till last quarter, that is June, July. There is around 700 crores order work has been already done till now.
And what is the timeline for executing this project, specific project, Ganga Expressway?
Another 2 years from now. So 2025, April, May, we have to complete.
Okay, another 2 years, right. The L1 project that we are sitting in L1 for the project in Bangladesh, what is the margin profile for this international orders? I mean, compared to, say, your Indian domestic orders, I mean, is it any different?
Actually, it's a bit of mix of margin and the risk. So normally when we go international, we analyze the risk factor of that country. So margin may remain same, but we have provided more provision in the risk. And if those risk doesn't happen, if it is less, then that will add to the margin. It is like that.
Sorry, I didn't get it. Sorry. If you could just...
Well, there are two components on top of the cost. One is your margin, another is the provision for the risk. So when
right.
you go internationally, there are certain unknown factors. So normally you provide
right.
more cost towards the risk. And if it happens that the risk is less, then that converted to the margin, you know. So that
right.
needs to be seen.
Okay. Okay. So, but for a project like this in Bangladesh, say the commodity prices goes up, is it a pass on completely or it is more like we have to take it on our books?
No, this is in our account. Mostly it is only one item that is steel. So we have already spoken to the vendors internationally. We have fixed our contract with them. But yes, if the prices go up, that is in our account, to our account.
Okay. Got it. So for just one final question, just to understand, for quarter two, is there any major impact due to, you know, heavy rains in certain part of the countries to our project in any way? I mean, or would we see a similar run rate or a bit less than what we saw in quarter one?
Quarter two normally it will be a little slow because even in Mumbai also we are executing at least three jobs, but the progress will be less. Kerala and some of the north of India in West Bengal and Sikkim. So it is normal affair in every monsoon time. So we will find a little bit of lesser progress in this quarter two.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Deepak, go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So first up, I just wanted to understand now this Bangalore Metro provision was around 29 crores, right, which you did this quarter?
Yes.
So ideally, I mean, you said that most of it it has been done and it will not reoccur, right? So that effectively means that 1.5 to 2%, right, on EBITDA margin, that can have a positive impact.
That's correct.
That's correct. And when you are saying that we are looking for a margins of double digit, so that includes your associates and other income, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so but ideally when this 1.5 to 2% comes, so ideally we are already at 9.5%, right, including your other income and associates. So ideally, when this provision is not there, your EBITDA margin can be much higher than double digit, right? Maybe what 11%, 11.5%.
In fact, that is what we have said, that we would hope to see an improvement in our margins from Q3 or Q4 onwards, because this Q2 will also be impacted to some extent by the monsoons. So we expect to see an improvement in the margins from Q3 or Q4.
Understood. And in terms of execution, I mean, any comments that you can make on FY25? I mean, next year, what sort of execution we might be looking at?
I don't think we would like to comment on FY25 at this stage. Maybe when we are closer to ending FY24, then we will have more clarity and be able to comment on the performance in FY25.
Okay, understood. And in general, 18,500 crores of order book that we have as of now, what would be the execution timeline of that, that particular order?
Would be ideally around close to 3 years.
3 years, okay. Okay, understood. Yep, that's it from my side, sir. All the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from Mehul Mehta from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good morning, team. Am I audible?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah. This is with reference to 29 crores of loss provision for Bangalore metro project, which you mentioned. Like-to-like, during quarter one FY23, there were any provisioning? In case of any other project, so like-to-like?
No, I don't think there was any provision in Q1 FY22.
So if I look at like, you know, operating profit without including JV profits and other income, it's amounting to 162 crores, and that is flat profit margin. Like, you know, if we take out this 129 crores loss, 8.8%. Is that correct?
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't have the exact working in front of me, but we'll go by what you are saying.
No, I have worked based on that. Yeah. Thanks for your reply. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. The last question for the day comes from Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a very good set of numbers. So my question, you mentioned earlier that we will be looking at NHAI orders going forward as well after a bit of a hiatus. So what is the pipeline does NHAI have for, say, next year, and how much order inflow are we targeting for, from NHAI?
I don't think you have mentioned that we will be targeting NHAI. And it is not in our radar at all. We don't have any idea. We can, of course, we can go through the detail, but at this moment, we don't have any idea about NHAI prospect next year.
So we are not even looking at NHAI tenders?
No, no, no. At this moment, no.
Sir, if I may understand the rationale, so because we are taking up EPC projects for Ganga Expressway, then why not NHAI, EPC or say HAM, whatever?
Yeah, but the nature of work technically is same, both are road construction, but the conditions are totally different. Ganga Expressway, we have got 150 kilometers of hindrance-free site where we can just hit the ground and run. But in NHAI, based on our past experience, very difficult to get site on time, and there are a lot many other issues. So we want to go slow on that.
Okay. So, okay, sir. Understood. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us on this Q1 FY24 earnings calls. We really appreciate your questions and the opportunity to explain our position to everyone. Look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.